Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online where the game starts.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk with Alexis Texas, and we are back. We are live at Exotica, New Jersey, and I have the pleasure of having this sexy queen next to me, Miss Kelsey Monroe.
Wow, thank you for the intro. You got it.
Oh, I love it. I like it. I want all some more of it. I've heard your name. I've met you briefly, but I feel like until you really sit down and have a conversation, do I really, like, know you? So I wanted to know all that I could know about Miss Kelsey Monroe.
I wanted to know if, like, we could swap sitting on each other's faces.
Ooh, ooh. You know, what's crazy is, like, I was talking about, so I just recently today, this morning, I dropped a scene I haven't done, a scene in over 5 years. So I came, I made my comeback scene today. And everybody in my chair normally is like, when can we work? And I'm like, I just don't work anymore. So it's like, now I'm like, hey, let's put this list together. Maybe I'm going to sit on your face tomorrow. Maybe tonight. Who knows?
Ooh, but can I be on that list?
I definitely think that you are worthy of this list.
Yes.
You're very sexy. You're curvaceous. You have, your name is talked about in many rooms. And I've been hearing about all the buzz about Miss Kelsey Monroe that I had to sit you in my seat.
Damn.
And no more.
Thank you.
So how are you enjoying Exotica?
I fucking love it. I fucking love meeting all the fans. I love being groped all over. Like, when they're like, can I touch you? I love that shit.
Okay. So, that being said, so it's like you, because some girls are like very standoffish with fans. Some people are like all in their face. Some people are like twerking on their laps or whatever. What kind of fan experience do you get when you go to a Kelsey Monroe booth?
I definitely like to meet them one-on-one. I like to look into their eyes and see if I make them nervous.
Okay.
I love to put my hand on their chest when I talk to them, like, hi, and
so
and
what
I
happens
feel their
if I was like the nervous fan and my hand was, my heart was beating out of my chest? What would you do to, like,
I would give you the most googly eyes, and I wouldn't stop, and I would get closer as I'm talking to you.
So you like to taunt them?
Yes.
And be like, yes,
almost
baby.
Like, we're about to smash.
I like that.
Because isn't that what we're all here for? Like, they either fap to me at one point, or they wish they could fuck me.
This is true. I mean, a lot of people out there are probably wishing that they could fuck you right now. You know, you're sexy, like, your outfit is just on point.
Thank you.
You know, all these sexy things. So what are your favorite types of scenes to do?
I love just the classic boy-girl.
Okay.
Sounds super lame, right? But
why, like, is that lame? You like what you like, mommy.
Like, in the scene, no script. We know how those
Gonzo,
goes.
Gonzo, raw style.
Yes. Like, I'll be like, do not cut it until the cum is on my face, okay?
Ooh,
that's usually
you
how
You heard
I roll.
What she said. So, who has been some of your favorite performers to work with?
Oh.
Who have you, who's on your wish list? What, tell us a little bit more about that.
All right. So, definitely J-Mac.
Okay.
Are you familiar with him?
I am familiar. So prior to me exiting the industry, I also directed for Elegant Angel.
Oh,
so
shit.
I directed J-Mac in a scene, and it was one of those things. So I was shooting camera, and I'm like there, and I'm like spitting on the dick, and he's looking at me like, bitch, I want to fuck you so much. But yeah, we had a conversation in Florida.
Yes.
He seems great. He's a great performer.
Have you guys ever smashed?
No, we have not.
Oh,
at that
my
time,
God.
I wasn't working with anybody. So like I said, I was just shooting him in as talent for my set.
So I just made a new bucket list. You ready for it?
You're going to be me and J-Mac?
Yes.
That would be a sexy
sandwich.
Except
here's the thing, we're gonna fuck the shit out of you.
Ooh,
and I know that you're dominant, but I'm gonna dom the crap out of you.
You know, I don't really like women doming me, but the way that you said that, I feel like you could take control.
I don't dom women, but I would have to with J-Mac because that's my porn husband.
Okay.
And,
so you're used to it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like you're gonna tell him what to do.
No,
to
I don't have
me.
To.
No, but to tell him what to do to me. Because if you're doming me, there has to be domination on a lot of levels and like how you write the script, what you're saying to J-Mac, like, yeah, fuck her hard. We're gonna do this to her.
Yeah.
You narrate that script.
I would have to, even though I know he'll be fucking the shit out of you. I'll be like, okay, wait, I want some too.
The dialogue's great though, you know? That's what makes my pussy wet, the leading up to.
Ooh,
I'm like, okay.
A lot of pussy to mouth.
I would definitely, you know, consider being a sub. And
oh
I'm
my
not
God.
A sub with women. I've only been a sub with one woman, I will say that. And it's only because, you know, we had a relationship as far as friends and we've known each other. And Jenna Hayes asked me, she was like, can I tie you up in bondage? I'm like,
ooh.
And dom you. And I was like, but you're smaller than me. And I was like, she's like, no, I know, but just let me strap you. I was like, okay,
did you
I
love
trust
it?
You. I did because it's something I don't normally do a lot. And B, I trusted her because she knew what she was doing and she's a sexpert. Yes. So I let her put bondage shape on me. It was pink, hot, it was sexy, and it was a killer scene. So that's, again, it's not very many times that I would be like, okay, I'll submit to you, but... You know, you're talking my language, so maybe it's something we'll do really, really soon.
Shit, you're making me nervous.
I like when I make girls nervous. Woo. So, what is something that you are known for in the business? Is it like your...
You want me to say it? It's really simple.
Yes.
Splits on the dick.
Okay, so that's your thing? You always do splits on the dick?
Not always.
Okay.
But it's like, I'm legend for it.
Okay.
And they'll be like, oh, you can do a split, but can you do it on the dick? Yes.
Did you watch Alexis Texas do that before you did that?
What?
Yeah. I've definitely done splits on the dick, girl.
Damn.
You are the first one who invented it, but I love that you're known for it.
Fuck.
Because... Not, and I never did it all the time, but I like to show people that I can do it.
I gotta
like,
see
I'm a
this.
Flexible bitch, you know?
Yeah.
And you like to know.
Damn, I didn't know this.
I was in dance my whole, like, all growing up, all kinds of things. And, you know,
Damn.
If you've ever seen one of my shows, which if you haven't, I'm dancing at Sapphire 39 tonight.
Oh, well, then I'll be there.
Then she's really going to want to sit on my face.
Yes, I am.
I love it. You are so fun to talk to. So what we're going to do now is one of my favorite parts of Private Talk. It's called Truth with Texas. We're gonna get to know you a little bit more intimately. We know these sexy, racy questions. There's four different categories. It's kinky, sexy, romantic, and spicy.
Okay.
I think I messed one of those up, but you know what I mean.
I like this.
All right, we're gonna go with the kinky questions.
All right, let's go.
You seem like a kinky girl. You're in some like sexy leather over here, some chains, whips and chains. They know your name.
Yeah.
Do you have any fetishes? I know you like to do splits on a dick, but do you have a fetish of like maybe feet?
Let me think.
Big booty, face sitting, ass eating.
Like, I can't even narrow it down because I kind of love it all.
Okay, so
I
if you had to pick a top two, what would you gravitate to? Maybe your porn search history and you're trying to masturbate yourself. What's something that really gets you off that like immediately makes that pussy wet?
This sounds so boring.
No.
But I love a sensual hand job.
Okay.
Because it's not something that we do often. So like for us to be able to get a guy to explode with using just our hands, it's kind of like a treat for us.
So what would you say are some techniques that you use in your sexual hand job scenarios?
I always stick to the head, you know, right on the curve of the mushroom.
You know what you're talking about.
And you know, right by the pee hole, that little dent, and they love that. Like, you get it nice and wet, and then when you take their cum, you just really soft, sensual stuff that when they get off on it, you're like, I didn't even do nothing. You just exploded on me.
I like that.
I love that.
I like that. I like that you own that. You're like, yeah, fuck it, bitch. I made you come with my mouth. Not even mouth.
I didn't even have to do
the
shit.
But your mouth is the verbiage. Because it's like when you're staring them in the eyes and you talk shit to them, I think that's what makes them erupt more.
Like, they won't last three words and they're like, I'm like, yeah, I know.
Have you ever called someone the wrong name during sex?
Daddy.
But that's not a wrong name. Everyone can be a daddy.
Some of them are married and they're like, don't do that. And I'm like, tell
daddy?
Me your wife to tell me no.
I like that. How many partners do you think that you have had before porn? Before entering porn?
One.
So is that why you wanted to explore more in porn?
Yes, I got into porn because he wasn't fucking me.
Okay.
I thought, you know, is it me? Am I not good at sex? And we ended up breaking up and finding out he cheated on me. So when I got into porn, I was like, okay, this is like the ultimate test to see if I can suck dick. And I was like, it ain't me. It was never me.
She was like,
I'm a pro.
You're like, it's not me, baby.
Yeah.
It's funny how many like beautiful women like yourself have been in scenarios like that where it's like, you almost like, it's not even slut shaming. It's like, it's the reverse because it's like,
yes.
I'm willing to be your little slut, but you're not letting me willing to give it to you because you're cheating. You're not really willing to be in a relationship. And it's like, to me at this point, it's like, just be honest.
Yes.
You know, more
it
people
makes
could
us
get
insecure.
Along.
Yeah. Like, if you want to fuck another girl, tell me, who? Well, can I coordinate it for you?
Have you always been that open with your partners? Like, so if you get in that relationship, if he would have came to you and was like, hey, I want to explore, would you be down? Would you be, at that time, would you
I
think that?
I don't know, because I was young, but now that I've been porn, totally.
Opens
like,
you up to other things.
I would love to find a partner, not an open relationship where we're like having multiple partners, but open to try other
together.
Things to please each other.
Okay.
It's fun.
So what is your relationship status at this point?
I'm single.
Okay.
I have my heart broke.
Oh no, recently?
Yeah. guy trying to get into the porn industry.
Oh, I hope you weren't trying to help him.
I was. Hence the heartbreak.
Is he in the industry?
Hell no. I was like, do you not know who I am? I told everybody, don't shoot him.
She's a man eater.
Yeah, that's a true story.
I like that, though. I mean, honestly, it's like, you know, I think... For me, it's anybody who approaches that way, like, no, you got, there's levels to this shit.
And not he really that, thought, like, I was like, do you not it. Think that, like, I can stop your career? Like, if someone told you, you know, I'll shoot with all your friends, you're going to tell your friends, like, don't shoot with him, right?
Yeah.
That's, like,
I'm gonna be like, who?
Pussy power.
You're gonna be like, who? I don't know this person. You're not worthy.
Exactly. Not
well, fuck that guy. He wasn't the one, because if somebody was gonna be the one, it would never break your heart. They would
exactly.
keep it safe and sound. Miss Texas will protect your heart.
Thank you, Texas.
All right, have you ever woken up to someone that you didn't know their name?
No. Well, I woke up one day and I was painted like Batman, and I went, what the fuck?
Were your pussy lips painted Batman, or what was painted Batman?
I was completely painted as Batman, head to toe.
Oh, okay.
And it was like they used...
And you don't remember?
No. And...
Did you get any... Your friends give you any context to that story?
No.
So it's a mystery.
And I woke up in a house of people that I didn't like. So I was like...
Did you fly up at that bitch?
I woke up, wallet stolen, I left, I went to the hospital, got my stuff checked out.
You woke up
like Batman.
Still in? Was he asleep or was he fucking you?
No, like I woke up in a bed full of, you know how model houses are, right?
Okay, okay.
Like mattresses everywhere.
Okay.
And I was just like, what the fuck, I'm painted like Batman with people that I don't like. So I just went right to the hospital. It's like,
well,
fully examined me.
Well, that's a smart choice. So hopefully we're never doing that again.
Yeah.
Spicy questions. Most embarrassing thing that's happened to you sexually. Do you have an embarrassing sex story?
I mean, we all know the poopy party, right?
I do not.
No?
No.
No? You've never, like, had an accident during anal?
No.
No?
I did. Well, so for me, it's like, I guess I could say I'm anally selective, right? So I've only done a handful of anal scenes, probably 10 in my career.
Damn.
But I was always very conscious because I'm the overthinker, so I'd like probably overprepared or whatever it is. And
yep.
So I was, yeah, but no, I have not done that, but.
This was definitely my first rodeo.
Okay.
So I thought I was prepared.
Wasn't enough.
I wasn't.
Did you stop? Did you keep going? Did you
Oh,
like,
no, we stopped. I did a full 3-hour prep.
Okay.
And then we went back.
So it wasn't, I mean, it was embarrassing that it happened, but it was embarrassing that you stopped. You still were a trooper, you pushed through.
Oh, fuck yeah, we finished the scene. And it was with J-Mac, and he didn't make me feel weird or anything.
That's
it was
important.
Super comforting.
So is that why he's your porno boyfriend?
No, he just fucks the dog shit out of me really good.
Okay.
And I don't have to tell him how to do it.
How many inches is J-Mac? Do we know?
Ooh.
Okay.
Was that like a solid 8.5,
like,
9?
You're like 8 or 9? Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I can fuck with that. Have you ever had anybody fall asleep having sex with you?
I fell asleep.
You fell asleep?
Yeah. He got his, I got mine, and we were going for more rounds,
and
I
just
knocked out.
I like that. I like that.
He wasn't happy about it. That was the ex-boyfriend that broke my heart.
Fuck that
fuck
guy.
You.
Fuck you. I know you're watching because you're watching everything she does, and you fucked up. Miss Texas said, fuck
you.
Toys in the bedroom.
Toys. Just a Hitachi.
Okay. Top porn stars. Before you got into the industry, you said earlier that with the Miami convention, you like to be the voyeur, kind of be a fangirl. Who are some people that you fangirl on?
You were one of them.
Ooh.
Jada Stevens.
Okay.
Kendra Lust.
Okay.
And
all the big booty girls. I love it.
Yes. And then total, not big booty, but total sexy B-Rod.
Okay. Okay.
That
she's
was
a sexy
my,
girl.
Like, I studied you girls. Like, I'd be on the plane on my way to a shoot, and I'd be like, okay, I like that technique. Like,
I like that. I like that. You study
you
your craft. I think
yes.
that's important in anything that you want to be good at. I think
hell
that
yeah.
sometimes people are like, they get too egotistical, like, oh, no, I do it my way, where it's like, it could be a collaboration, not that you're mimicking anybody, but you pay homage to things that were before you, where you want to go, and all those types of things.
Role models.
That's awesome.
Like, I want to be like you guys.
So how many of those girls that you named, did you fuck any of them?
I fucked B-Rod, I fucked Jada, I fucked Kendra, I've never fucked you.
So she's not, I'm on
so,
the hit list.
Like,
I'm on the hit
it.
List.
Well, by the time I was coming up, you weren't shooting anymore.
This is true.
But now you're shooting again.
Whoa.
So.
Whoa. Talk to me nice. Talk to me twice. Let's see. Who is a celebrity hall pass? You say you're single, but if you were in any relationship or now, if somebody slid in your DMs, is there someone that's like you have a crush on that you just want to knock it down?
No. That sounds lame, right?
Who?
None? No one.
No one's appealing.
I mean, yeah, they're all appealing.
But I mean, it's somebody that you were like, oh, make your pussy wet. Like, if it's like, mine has always been David Beckham. He's just like,
ooh, that's a
the
good
sexiest,
one.
Grown, sexy, like, I'd sit on his face.
Can I say Johnny Bananas?
Yes, you can.
You know who that is?
Is that the challenge guy?
Yeah.
I feel like you would do good on that show. For some reason, I don't know. I feel like you're like very competitive and very like athletic in some level. So I feel like you and Johnny Bananas would be a great team.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, Johnny Bananas. We know you're watching too.
Don't tell him I said that.
Okay, romantic questions.
Ooh.
Would you consider yourself a romantic?
I'm a lover.
Okay, so making out or cuddling?
Can it be both?
Nope, we gotta do one or the other.
Oh, well then I'm making out.
Okay. Cut or uncut?
Ooh, it depends if he pulls it back to clean it.
You heard it here, you better clean
that's
that shit.
That's huge.
If your sex life had a title of a song, what would it be?
My sexy love.
Oh, Shari, is that the
sexy love.
Okay, is that Neo?
Yes.
Okay. We've had Neo on the show before. He sang to me. It was very beautiful. Independent woman.
Oh, you know? He follows me on Instagram.
Okay.
What's up, Neo?
Hi, Neo. We love you here at Private Talk.
Hell yeah.
Have you ever answered a phone call during sex?
Yes.
What was the phone call about? Was it that important?
It was my mom.
And you kept going or you stopped?
No, we kept going because it was just my mom. Well, we were discreet. That sounds
so she didn't
up.
Know.
She didn't know.
Okay.
She's
okay.
Like, what are you doing? Why are you giggling?
She's like, why are you so out of breath? What's wrong? What would you say are some of your biggest turn-ons?
Cologne. It's huge.
Ooh,
how
smell.
They smell.
Okay, the pheromones.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
And what's the word? Consent. Instead of just giving a visual consent when they ask.
That, verbal. Okay.
That turns me on.
Okay.
At that point, I'm like, well, now I want you to do whatever you want to me without
I like
asking.
That it's crazy that you say that because it's like you think that it'd be so like, oh, obvious, but it's like a lot
it's
of people
not.
Don't. They assume. So I think that it's like once you say that and you feel safe with someone, it unlocks a whole other like tantric box that
yes.
You're like, okay. Because I have some people like that. I want that. They're just like, so if you said that to me, I'm like, no. But I'm like, oh, you okay?
Yes.
Let's do it all.
It's a thing.
All right, last round of questions. Naughty questions. Lube or spit?
Wait, what?
Lube or spit?
Oh, never lube.
Never
the
lube? Spit only?
Never. Spit only, even during anal.
Oh, you nasty girl. You ready to go at all times. I like it.
Always.
Choked or spanked?
Ooh, spanked.
Do you like dirty talk?
Love.
Can you give me an example of your dirty talk?
Mm.
If you wanted me to sit on your face, what would you tell Miss Texas right now?
Well, first of all, you make me nervous. So I would say, God, you make me nervous. I don't even know.
Let me fan you.
Ooh, I'm a fangirl right now. I would probably say something like, come on over here and shut on my face and you can, I don't know. You make me nervous.
To be continued, when we actually like sit on my face, maybe we'll see if their dirty talk's a little bit better. I think I just made her nervous.
She did make me nervous.
Sex on the first date?
If they don't, I find it weird.
Okay. Mile High Club?
Never. Mm. Someone want to take me there?
Hey. Do you like to role play?
Depends on the guy.
Okay.
Because if you make me do all the work, it's not fun.
Mm, okay.
What am I, an actress?
You are.
Well, then you are too.
I am. Oral sex, sloppy or clean?
Sloppy.
Sloppy, sloppy.
The best way.
All right, last question. What is your biggest turn off? Is something that just makes your pussy completely dry that you're just like, ugh, no.
Never.
Besides trying to get in the industry and fuck all your friends and thinking that you can break my heart.
Awkwardly, it doesn't turn me off though.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. I would have to think of a turn off. Like, I don't think I've ever been in a situation where I was like, ew, I don't like that.
What about, I feel like for you, because you said earlier it was about, like, the smell. What about hygiene?
Even if they have poor hygiene, it's not going to turn me off.
Okay.
I'll discreetly be like, hey, would you like to go spray yourself or come to the bathroom with me?
Okay.
You know, because at the
so
end of the day.
So you're just a freak.
I am.
So you're gonna like you're gonna suck dick after the club. You're eating pussy after the club. No showers, no nothing.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't know about that. Girl. I don't know. If I came home tonight from Sapphire 39, I said I'm sitting on your
you
face.
You are different.
I'm just saying it to everybody. Yeah. I'm saying, I'm like, hey, if they talk to you nice, real nice, and they were like, look, Kelsey, I'm gonna sit on your face and I don't give a fuck what you say.
First thing, I'm gonna go in their bathroom.
You're gonna take it.
If they don't have baby wipes in the bathroom, I'm not doing it.
You're gonna run.
So that will be my turn off. Do you have baby wipes?
Okay. So we just found one. All right, that concludes Truth with Texas. You did amazing.
Thank
you. We got to know you a little bit more. Is there anything you would like to ask Miss Texas before we leave?
When can we book our content together?
Oh, we can't let them all know yet. We'll have to give a preview date. But I definitely have considerations.
I would love that.
Last thing, where can we find you? Where can we support you and follow Miss Kelsey Monroe?
You can go to linktree.com/Kelsey Monroe.
Awesome. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
I hope you have an amazing Exotica the rest of the show.
Thank you, babe.
And she'll be sitting on my face soon.
Yay!
Until we meet again.
Thanks, babe.
Thank you. This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.